God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Not much of an aroo, huh? This is your dog poet. I'll bet you're not expecting to hear me this evening, and it's a surprise to me, too. As you can see from my voice, it sounds like I've been down quite a bit of bad highway, fallen into some polluted rivers. Yep, well, I could have to say that's true. Something's been happening to me over the last, 20-some days, nonstop. At which at some points I didn't sleep for I don't know how long, didn't eat for I don't know how long, and came up against the gates of death several times. And didn't really know how close until afterwards, which was probably yesterday. Now, there are people who are aware that I experiment with certain, unusual substances which put me in touch with invisible worlds. However, they got the impression, I don't know, that it's a frequent thing. I can't seem to disabuse them of this notion, and the fact is, it's very rare. But I don't need these things for these things to happen, and I just had I've had incredible experiences of this type through my life, but nothing ever like what has just happened, that some of which lasted nonstop for days at a time, contained their own reality, and involved a well, there were no limits, period, to what was possible. I'll talk about that throughout the time here. As far as the world situation goes, the monsters that have a snake hold on the entire world, murdering people on goodwill missions, stealing everything off the boats, these vermin are the most evil manifestations of living forms, because they're not human, that this world has seen in a long, long time, and they're going to be dealt with fairly soon. They're going to be gone entirely, and we'll all be very happy about that. I now know why and how they have been managed to do this, because all of this came to me during what just happened to me. It was all about that. I was dealing with world conditions and seeing what was making them happen. I didn't want to talk about this. I decided to not do my blogs anymore or the radio show unless I was requested, in case of the radio show, by particular people who are aware of what I went through and and with whom I was in contact during it. Now and again, and if they do, I will, and then I will maybe go into it. But I don't want to really talk about, I'm going to you'll see that I'm working around it without saying anything. I don't want to talk about it because a lot of things, you could have a lot of reactions to it, and some of it's so fantastic that it's unbelievable, beyond unbelievable, and nothing's served by that. So I'm just going to see how I can manage this, just reforming it. My experience showed me that what I always thought was real, meaning the unreal, actually, and how it was being implemented, went through a major transformation. I now know how certain things are accomplished. I saw that it was all being controlled and powered by magic, and that there's a curtain that descends over real events to show what only they want shown. Things have happened that we have all seen, but the curtain absorbs the memory. So actually, there are a number of worlds going on. The world they allow us to see, the world that is, and the world that may or may not be, that has already happened. They have a connection to certain force fields, you could call them, or powers that they have gained through magic, the study of bad, ugly magic, and they use it to contain the world. This now, I understand, is why people are asleep, and you can't understand why, because some of us are unaffected by them, and many of us are not. And I find now that it's the powers are able to control them because of fear, appetites, and various things like that. Some of us just don't value our appetites and desires, and are not controlled by our fears enough so that this actually affects us. Not that we see, but that we're just immune to a degree. Well, it's been a real surprise for me. Some of it was, good grief. And, geez, there I am hanging out in my head wondering where to go with this. The theft of the money and the control of people and the abuse of them, the murder of them, the drinking of their blood and all the rest of that, that's incidental to the magic. We look at the other things as being motivation. They're not. These creatures are actually devoted to the enjoyment of the pain of others that is more supreme than any of the things they acquire. They actually like human torment. They're the children of the devil, and they've been turned loose for particular reasons. And that's so that we can see them, identify them, because the time's coming, a power is emerging, and is going to judge all of that. During the time I was having these experiences, I was able to be part of making some pretty incredible things happen, and only to find that the next day or a little later on, they weren't there anymore. And this happened over and over, and it's a good thing because I was about to start interacting with them, you know, publicly, and that would have been not too smart because they would have disappeared, and I would look like an idiot, which I may well be. And, something in me stopped it, which I guess says something good about me, because I didn't know that at the time. I thought something else stopped it, and I found a lot of things out now afterwards. My voice is blown for one real reason. I had a particular ritual of power that I won't say what it's associated with, but the voice was all important. So without the voice, you know, I wasn't able to practice it. That came toward the end, but it's still here, and that's okay. I'll live with it. Yes. So I decided not to do any of the blogs or radio show anymore because, there are a variety of reasons for that, but I wanted to move on to being completely immersed in this, and I've gotten a lot of static complaints about that, as if like these people are paying me to do it, which they're not. But at the same time, I feel I do owe them. And for various reasons. And so I'm not going to do anything for maybe a couple of weeks or so. I don't know. But if what I'm planning now doesn't, you know, go about the way that it seems like it will, then which would satisfy my not doing them according to the people who want them. But if it so happens that it isn't working that way, I'll go back to doing these things. And the radio show is a little bit of a tricky thing for me because I know James has extended me a lot of, exposure and opportunity, and it's really not fair to him. I have tried by secret ways to get his attention because that would have made it more dramatic, but I don't know that James got it or not, so I am much more likely to want to be available to him, and I hope he understands that if I have a reason, that's a real good one. And this has all been happening, coming about for the last couple of months, so that's why I've had moments when I haven't been on. And any particular reason why people might think that I didn't do the shows was all because of this, not any external or temporal behavior or condition that may seem to have been the case. I now know that all of this was because of what this is all about, which I'm not going to get into. I want to say that spiritual practice makes you aware of it, of what's going on. It protects you even if you don't know or why. First most important thing is to throw out everything you believed about religion or scriptures, because they paint the divine as an uptight, rule-making, sexless prude. But the divine is a personality, enjoys human pursuits, and it's important to know this, well, because you won't be able to come into living contact with it. To tell you the truth, God likes to have sex and all kinds of other things. He smokes and drinks. You have to accept it. He may not do it either, but he damn well does if he wants to, and I have direct personal experience of this, so I will say that he's not who you think you are. He's a living, breathing, fun-loving entity, and if you don't approach and understand him that way, you really won't make any actual significant contact. You'll only make contact with the uptight rulemaking to the degree that et cetera, et cetera. Oh, well. Before I even got into what I'm doing now, I pretty much learned to hate vanity and what I understood is the operation of ego in all areas of expression, because pretty much everybody annoyed me who talked about all these things. And for whatever the reason, I was always sensing that like it was about them and whatever, and rather than what they were doing. I could have been wrong, but I didn't want to be like that. And geez, I don't know. Being in life and going through it, I always felt like everything that's going on is an expression of people using things to promote themselves. And I never wanted to be part of that. But you can't help it somehow. And that goes all the way up to the highest. And well, so if you have something you're supposed to do, then you better do it, because whatever your reasons are for not doing it, they're not good enough. And I now understand that. And so I'm just not going to think about any of that other stuff. I've always had invisible friends. Never knew why, but I was always very happy about it. And because of what just happened, I know who they are. And I know that I couldn't do or take credit for anything, because it was all made possible by them. My contribution was just to get out of the way and believe what followed. And if we're meant to do something, like I said, we have to throw out what we know about why people do things, how it looks to us, and so on and so forth, because that might not be the case with everyone. I don't want to let my reaction to certain things inhibit what good I might be part of, so I'll try to do what people want, even if I'm tired of it and want to operate more directly in other ways. People need to remember, too, that they themselves need to give in all ways, not necessarily to me even, but just in general, to make the things they want come around. That just some of us are just not inclined to ask whatsoever and don't. And all the rest of them do. And that also annoys me when I see people with spiritual pretensions or any other kind of thing with their pages filled with how they need your money all the damn time, no matter who they are. And I've got all these ugly advertisements up on their sites or that they include that, yeah, myself, I know in some cases you have to do it. And so I appreciate that. Like what happens here, at least it's always about something that's good for you. But, I've just been a little bit too rejecting of everything. But try to be a little more accepting and try to make sure I have some dirt under my fingernails at all times. I wanted to come in and do this here tonight because I feel like I probably should. Another part of me said, you know, I don't have any contracts with anyone, and I can just go the way I want to go. I've already given enough and more than enough for nothing on other levels. Whether that's a bit of any value is debatable, but the fact is, it's so. So, and I'm not implying or asking for anything in saying this. It's all part of what I'm trying to get out here. I will say this. The experiences of anyone are all available for viewing by anyone who knows how to find them. And I want you to know that things are going to be all right, much more so than you might imagine. And you really can be optimistic and not worry about all this darkness going on everywhere, because that just is another way for it to attach itself to you. Don't even think about it. Focus on what you know to be or are seeking to find to be true in yourself, and let it come to life for you, okay? And that would be the very good thing to do. Well, I very quickly do have come to the end of this broadcast, and I'm glad I did it. Hopefully it all works out to get out there, and I'll see you soon one way or another anyway. So may the light surround you and protect you, and I'll see you maybe next week if there is one. And other than that, aloha and aru!
The morning when the sun is rising, God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.